Shalom to all. Today we're going to be starting the brand new Masechta, Maseches Temura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. And just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be going to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnahs together. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be going to find and receive a call going Bikarav Mamet. Now Temura means an exchange or a transfer, and this is based off a pasuk that tells us Loyach Lefenu V'Leomer Isai Toiv Bara Irabatoiv V'Mhamir Yomer Behemav Behemav V'Hayahu Smurasa Yiakoydash. This is the Isser. The Torah tells us explicitly that one may not transfer the kedusha from one animal onto another. So say, for example, a person took one of his cows, designated as a carbon, then he decided, you know what, I don't want to bring this one as a carbon, I want a different one. So he takes a chulin animal, plain old regular animal, and says, zu timura zu, or uses some other similar lashon, attempting to transfer the kedusha off of the first animal onto the second. So besides the fact that the pasuk tells us very clearly that he's not allowed to do it, nonetheless, in many situations, it does work, and actually, both of them end up being kadosh. The original one stays kadosh, and the second one becomes kadosh as well. And he might even get Malkus for it. So here we're going to learn about all the details and the specifics. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Hakol Mimirin, everyone is able to affect a Temura, Echad Anashim Ve'Echad Nashim, whether it's a man or a woman. And right away the Mishnah tells us, Lo Sha'adam Rashai Lo Hamir, it's not that a person is allowed to do this, Elosh Im Hamir Mumar, but if he does try to affect this transfer, it works. As we had said, the Kedusha does go from animal A onto animal B, V'Soifik Asarabayim, and he's going to get Malkus as well. More details, Hakehanim Mimir Shalohem, V'Yisrael Mimir Shalohem, Kehanim, they can affect a Temura on their animals, and Yisraelim, they affect Temura on their animals. However, in Akanim Amirim, Loi B'chatas, Loi B'asham, Loi B'bachar, a Kayin is not able to affect a Temura with a carbon Chatas, Asham, or a Bachar. Now, Chatas and Asham is because even though they do get parts of these carbonos, since the entire animal is not theirs, it belongs to the Yisrael who's bringing it, it's not the Kayin, so he's not able to make a Temura. And we're going to see about a Bachar in just a second. So, Amar B'yechav Nuri tells us, V'chim B'nei Ma'in Mimir B'bachar, why is the Temura not able to be affected in a Bachar? So, Amar B'kiva told him, Chatas va'asham matana l'kayin. Chatas and asham are gift to the kayin, not the entire animal, just parts of it. Va'bachar matana l'kayin, and bachar, firstborn male animal, is also a gift to a kayin. Ma chatas va'asham ein mimirin bay. Just like as we explained, chatas and asham, one is not able to affect the tumura with them. Afa bachar lo imirenu bay. So to bachar, one is not able to affect the tumura with it. So I'm learning Yechamnir respond to him. Mali einu meimer chatas va'asham she'ein zochem behem chayeim. Mali is like an expression that means, what does this have to do with me? In other words, how can we compare the two? A chatas and asham, he's not able to affect the Temura. That's because he doesn't have a schus in them when they're still alive. As we had said, the Yisrael brings the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's only after it's shechted and some of its processing is done, only then the kain gets certain parts of the animal. But talking about Bechar, are you going to say the same applies by Bechar? Shezachin by Bechayav. The kain does get it when it's still alive. The animal is born, it's alive, it's then given to the kain, and he brings it as a carbon. So it's totally different. Amalei Rekiva, Rekiva told him, but V'halei Kvar Nemar, it already says in the Pasuk, V'hayahu usmurasa yeh and it and its Temura shall be Kadesh, and Hechan Kedusha Chala Alav, where's the original Kedusha Chal on it? Where does it take place? Bebeis HaBailim. That's in the house of the owners. Af Temura Beis HaBailim. So to the Temura has to take place in the house of the owners, but a Bechar is only once it's given to the Kayin, so therefore Temura is not affected on a Bechar. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Mamir Min HaBakar Al Tzayin, U Min HaTzayin Al HaBakar, Min HaKvasim Al Izim, U Min HaIzim Al Kvasim. One can affect a Temura from one type of animal onto a different type, such as from cattle onto sheep, or from sheep onto cattle, from sheep onto goats, and from goats onto sheep. Furthermore, min hazcharim al anakevas, from males onto females, min hakevas al zcharim, from females onto males, min hatmimim al bali mumin, oi bali mumin al tmimin, from an animal which is a tam, meaning it's whole and unblemished, onto an animal which has a blemish, and vice versa as well. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, loyach lifanu v'lo yomer oisoi, toiv bira oi ra betoiv. So the pasuk is clearly telling us, good for bad or bad for good. Now we just clarify, ezu toiv bira, what does that mean? Good for bad, bali mumin shekadim hakdeshan as mumon, it has to be a bal mum, that it became kadosh before it developed this mum, which means it was a regular animal, he then designated it as a carbon, and only afterwards it developed a mum, so that's what we're talking about when we say that the mum could be affected with a baal mum. Another thing, the Mishnah says, Mimir Echa B'Shnaim, U'Shnaim Be'Echad, he could do a transfer of one and two, which means he could take one animal of Chulin and transfer the Kedusha of two Kaddish animals onto it, and the flip side as well, two animals of Chulin for one animal with Kedusha, and that's even Echad B'Meya, U'Meya Be'Echad, one Chulin animal of 100 of Hektish, or 100 of Chulin for one of Hektish, where Rav Shimon argues, and he says, in Mimir El Echad Be'Echad, you can only do a Temura one for one. Shemar the pasuk says, V'hayahu Usmura Sai, it and its Temura. Ma'ahu Meyuchid, just like when we say it, it's talking about one carbon, Af Temura Sai Meyuchades, so too the Temura has to be an individual, just one, and not more than that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.